This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
The United States pressed on into the final days of the chaotic airlift from Afghanistan amid tighter security and warnings of more possible attacks Friday, one day after a devastating suicide bombing at Kabul Airport killed scores of Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Crowds were back outside the airport Friday despite Thursday's bloodshed. The suicide bombing killed 13 U.S. service members and well over 100 Afghans. Two officials put the Afghan toll at 169. While the day stands as one of the most lethal for American forces since 2011. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The national security team the president met with this morning advised the president and vice president that another terror attack in Kabul is likely.
As flights continue to depart, Amadullah Harawi tells the Associated Press he's determined to get out, saying an explosion may happen any second, but Afghans are facing lots of challenges. That's why he's overcome the fear, taking the risk to come to the airport. I'm Ben Thomas.
Hurricane Ida struck Cuba on Friday as a rapidly intensifying storm that could speed across warm Gulf waters and slam into Louisiana as a Category 3 hurricane by Sunday. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell ordered the evacuation of everyone living outside the levee system that protects the area from flooding. National Hurricane Center specialist Robbie Berg told AP that Gulf Coast residents should follow the advice of local officials.
We're really urging people to just listen to their local authorities. They know what's best and whether or not you should stay or go. And please do as they say if they tell you to leave.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency.